Welcome to the Insight Hour. Dr. Len Horowitz joining you every Tuesday night on bbsradio.com. Thanks for joining us. We're going to have an open microphone tonight, open phone line tonight. So I'm going to open phone lines up to you. I'm going to give it to the creator in a minute. But if you'd like to get engaged in a conversation, it's a wonderful time to do that just before the holidays. If you want to know how to stay healthy and how to get yourself spiritually fit, give us a call. We're going to be on the air tonight with BBS Radio. Telephone number for you to call in, toll-free, is 877. That's 1-877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Give us a call, and we'll get engaged in a conversation. If you have any comments regarding previous shows or any sharings that you might want to contribute to the Insight Hour, please do. Give us a call, 877-876-5227. Let's give it up to the Creator, first of all, Heavenly Creator. Thank you so much for the opportunity. We've just come back from a wonderful, wonderful meeting in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the American Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine, where your word, your will, your way was heard and felt by not just myself and all the people that I hung out with and had a wonderful time with, but it was an educational experience for thousands of doctors that we had a major contribution that we shared on your behalf and on behalf of humanity. So I ask you, Heavenly Creator, to spread that blessing. All the folks tonight that have concerns about holistic medicine and alternative ways of healing, let this be a show dedicated to your truth, your word, your way, and your will, that your word be told, that your truth be heralded, and that salvation, physical and spiritual evolution be simply a phone call away and a heart opening away from you and us tonight here on the Insight Hour. Thanks for the opportunity to share, and I look forward to sharing your word, not mine. In Yeshua's name, I praise you. Amen. So, folks, you've heard it. I just got back. I'm actually en route right now. I'm still not quite back home. We're lodged in a hotel right outside the airport in Spokane, Washington, and it was a wonderful, wonderful meeting. I can tell you that it was significant. I had an opportunity to share before the American Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine on a new research paper that I had submitted called Hydrosonically Engineering Freedom from Infectious Diseases. Hydrosonically, that's water and sound. Engineering freedom from infectious diseases, that's germs, that's bacteria, virus, fungus, yeast, parasites, all sorts of infectious diseases that are wreaking havoc with the human family today, needlessly, because we simply have pharmaceutical sorcery. We have the pharmaceutical industrialists committing genocide, the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics and ideology. The politics is hot and heavy on Capitol Hill. Looks like we're going to have the most powerful person in government, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who has an agenda to develop not just disease induction that is under the guise of health care and national health insurance, that is a complete scam and a direction for all people to simply go to the concentration camps of today that echo from the past history of those who funded the people that evolved from IG Farben and the Bayer Corporation and the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, today leading the world in vaccinations and pharmaceuticals. Today they have the concentration camps modern operating as hospitals and long-term care facilities. And these places where they poison you under the guise of modern medicine is simply a scam. And so it was very fascinating because the American Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine, where I spent the last 4 days with just wonderful people, my wife Jackie, we had John Kreitzer from the folks that produce OxySilver. We had folks from Medicine Wolf and Ambaya from Sacred Health, who produce ZeoLife for us and PrimoLife, the most wonderful products that have been advanced with the integration of monoatomics and diatomics in terms of what it is that literally causes the electrons to flow through your cells. the most advanced knowledge and technology not used by the pharmaceutical industry, but unfortunately, simply by yours truly and those friends and family members that we share this amazing truth that shall set us free. So the little known facts about holistics and energy and simple things such as water and how to engineer water to eliminate infectious diseases by placing a tiny little bit of monoatomic silver and even gold in solutions for not just physical salvation, but literally spiritual evolution, opening up the heart mind so that we resonate with the divine. That's a monoatomic gold function. It's like the ancient manna. And that those types of things were foreign to many of the doctors. It's very fascinating to see what the climate was down there concerning the physicians in practice today. Most of those folks at the American Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine were literally dropped out of the medical insurance scam system because it's gone the same way virtually the mom-pa operations have gone in every industry, whether you're looking at bookstores taken over by the bookstore chains to the grocery stores taken over by the large Safeways and you name it, they've been taken over by the multinational corporations. The mom-pa operation movie theaters. My parents had one back in Massachusetts in the 1950s and 1960s, even through the 80s, and suddenly it became clear that the large multinational corporations were taking over and making it very, very difficult for mom-pa operators to stay in business. Same thing with the pharmaceutical, the pharmacists in small drug houses and businesses, taken over by the large chains such as Walgreens. And so what I witnessed down there, and it was really fascinating because as I led off my presentation, I had a half an hour during the general session to address the main assembly of doctors, and that my lead off was the fact that this was the first time in 15 years that yours truly actually had an opportunity to speak before a medical gathering. I had been blacklisted 15 years ago, almost to the day. 15 years ago was the last time I was able to speak before dental or medical audiences, healthcare professional audiences, because it was about 15 years ago that I fell into my first government cover-up and published the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola that slam-dunked my capability to speak with authority before these organizations. That was the book, if you don't know, if you're new to the Insight Hour or new to Dr. Len Horowitz, welcome. But about 1993, I began an investigation into the Florida dental AIDS tragedy, where six patients were injected by Dr. David Acker with his strain of AIDS virus. He took his blood, injected it in his syringe into their bodies to create a crime that could not be solved without implicating the Centers for Disease Control, who he believed, based on the evidence that he had gathered, and it was significant evidence, that the AIDS virus was manufactured in a lab and injected into the gay community by hepatitis B vaccines. It took me 3 years to 1996, and I actually proved that by finding and then publishing. Finding by divine direction, I wrote about it in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, became my first national bestseller. And that book has on page 427 the United States government contracts under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by the United States Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab that shipped contaminated chimpanzees from Africa to New York, where Dr. Maurice Hilleman got them off the planes. He was the Merck Pharmaceutical Company's vaccine chief. You can go right now onto Google and YouTube and watch the posting that I had from the documentary film I produced last year called In Lies We Trust. The CIA, Hollywood and Bioterrorism is the subtitle. And Dr. Hilleman is very, very clear in articulating that I'm right, that he tells you right on that film, in a video that was censored, in an interview that was censored back in 1986 by the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. They didn't want anything or anyone to leak this news that Dr. Hilleman tells you he had brought the AIDS virus into North America in contaminated monkeys destined for vaccine research and development at Merck. So basically, that truth was not something that the Centers for Disease Control wanted to have be told, and the mainstream medical industrialists and the American Medical Association and the American Dental Association did not want to have this truth be told. It was too hot. Now, recently, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, you remember Barack Obama during his presidential election and his campaign towards the presidential election, had his minister state that the AIDS virus, he believed during his sermon, was an Anglo-American genocidal weapon targeting people of color. And the mainstream media had a field day demonizing him, demonizing Barack Obama and the coward current president, chief of our staff here of the military, controlling very soon our entire government, along with Hillary, basically ran away from the truth that should set us free, that would set his own people of color free. Now, these are our brothers and sisters. Sad, I am a white man, that I would have more feeling and integrity to tell the truth than our own black president. Now, this is not a racial issue, particularly since the fact is that whites are being targeted currently as heavily as blacks have been for decades. So I've gone on the air previously on this program and said the premier reason why the black people have been so heavily targeted for genocide is because they're the most spiritually evolved. They've got more soul than we white fools. But the truth of the matter is we're all real brothers and we're all sisters under one creator. And the fact of the matter is we're all evolving spiritually, and particularly if you want to check out the great news on LiveH2O.org, the concert for the living water is a plan to set all of us free and open up our hearts maximally to this divinity that loves us and cares for us and directs us in all ways, including provides prosperity in all ways. That's the contract for those who have faith and trust and an open heart. Well, his minister had that. Reverend Jeremiah Wright knew the truth and told the truth, and Barack Obama ran from the truth. So that this is the kind of information that we get involved in on the Inside Hour, and I relayed during my introductory session, my presentation at the American Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine. I told the story about how I've been ostracized and that this is the first opportunity, and I thanked the medical doctors in charge and the officials in charge of the American Academy for inviting yours truly. And I shared the fact that the American Academy of Pediatrics should hide its name and its organization in shame because they should be absolutely held accountable for the fraud and the genocide perpetrated for the children's vaccination schedule that they have created and the suppression of the VSD study. Now, folks, I want to also invite you to go back onto YouTube and go to do a Google search because it's on Google Video as well. It's on YouTube and Google Video. Search for CDC, autism, mercury cover-up. If you search those terms, CDC, Centers for Disease Control, genocide, vaccine, mercury cover-up, you'll get to the new DVD that I posted on those free networks. And you'll learn about, I'll share with you on there, that the American Academy of Pediatrics have been principally to blame for all the children getting intoxicated because they suppressed the studies by the Centers for Disease Control, along with the Centers for Disease Control, that showed a definitive link between autistic spectrum disorder and neurological behavioral disorders in children, including this hideous increase of suicidal tendencies and behavioral disorders and communication blockages and the complete, like, separation of these mercury-intoxicated children from their parents in this hideous tragedy, and the incredible expense that it takes to take care of children who are autistic, and the expense falls on the burdens of family members. And if you think we've got an economic crisis now because Chrysler and Ford and Chevrolet are going under, and the American government, by taxpayer expense and enslavement, have to bail them out, well, what do you think is going to happen as our children now, as these infants have been intoxicated now, and one out of approximately 65 newborn children injected with mercury from the hepatitis B vaccines that shouldn't be injected in infants at all, shouldn't be, in fact, injected in anyone at all, particularly children who are at no risk, infants at no risk for sexual promiscuity or IV drug use, and that's the premier reason you give a hepatitis B vaccine, which is for a blood-borne pathogen far and away, a sexually transmitted disease. And so it just tells you, it goes to show you the genocide that people have bought into, including physicians. And these doctors came up to me after my presentation, after I blasted the American Academy of Pediatrics for secreting the Centers for Disease Control official reports along with CDC, and then saying that the GARE study, which again ran into the VSD study and took the data, then said, look at what's taking place today, a genocide against our children, a neurobehavioral disorder plague from mercury intoxication, from vaccination toxicity. And that was published in a peer-reviewed scientific journal, and then the American Academy of Pediatrics came out against it, stating that there was insufficient data in that study. Well, gee whiz, if you suppress the data like they did, no wonder they can claim there's insufficient data. It's a downright fraud. Beyond that fraud, it's a criminal, absolute mass murder, genocide, defined in Webster's as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and or ideology. Now, we shared a solution with the doctors I'm going to share with you. Solution. The word is a tip-off. Water. Water is the universal solvent. And if we marry the universal solvent with the universal language, music, and the universal healer, love, then you've got the solution to what ails humanity. And you don't have to run to medical deities to get your pop magic pills to cure every ill, and that ultimately get sickened and enslaved to the drug addictions and the side effects that make you sicker and requiring more medical treatment. Ultimately then, and your insurance wants to pay for it because basically you're paying for it. The people who are engaged in the insurance scam are paying for it, and they send you, sure, they send you to the doctors who are giving you more pills. And they don't allow you to go to the doctors that are giving you natural healing, the simple technologies that are based on sound science, literally sound science, electromagnetic frequencies such as the Royal Raymond Rife frequency generator called the Miracle 6. It's an awesome machine. You know, while I've got that on my mind, why don't I just share with you where you can get it? Having given tribute tonight to our sponsor for the Inside Hours, Healthy World Store. You can go online to www.healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com and look up the Miracle 6. It's a frequency generator. You know, viruses, as well as bacteria, are made of crystalline proteins. The whole coat, the external membranes of bacteria and viruses is full of crystals, proteinaceous crystals. Well, that's what frequencies, you know, can shatter crystals. You've probably seen many years ago. Ella Fitzgerald was doing a BASF audio tape commercial, sang a high-pitched tone, and suddenly the glass shattered because it was a crystal glass. Likewise, viruses are crystals, and you can shatter them using sound frequencies. And that's what the right frequency generators are all about. That technology is based on Tesla technology. And the concert for the living water is based on the revelations, not just in Tesla technology, in which we will be using Tesla technology on this coming summer solstice, June 19th to the 21st, 2009. Go online to see the wonderful, wonderful things that we're putting up and getting more support all the time, all over the world. People are writing in and calling us and emailing us and saying they want to develop venues. And we have advances now so that you'll be able to sit home if you can't make it to the many venues that are going to be popping up. We're going to be singing together a new song, literally to fulfill what in my heart, I tell you, Revelation 14:1. It's the 144,000 gathering that's destined, prophesied, to sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously deliver this entire planet and the Creator's people back to sanity instead of this intoxicating hypocrisy. So that this is where we're heading right now. So we've got the greatest news ever, the modern gospel, right on the internet at liveh2o.org. And, you know, I want to share some things. As a matter of fact, I just, within the last half hour, popped up a whole new section of a website that's dedicated to a fantastic researcher named Vic S. Howell, who's contributed something so fabulous to humanity. I'll share it a bit with you, but I'll tell you, you've got to go online to read it fully to appreciate it completely. So let me just tell you what happened. You know, back at this medical program, where the doctors came up to me afterwards and were applauding me, and it was the first time they had seen anybody on stage praying. We prayed. We had eight people up on stage. And we now have a product, a water, the universal solvent called Live H2O, the bottled water that's going to go along with the concert. That's unlike any water you've ever seen in your life. Imagine touching the water literally just right through the bottle, right? Put your little finger into the top of the mouth of the bottle and touch the surface of the water and getting a shock of love. Literally 528 hertz frequency that is retained in the water. It blew people's minds. We now have that product being manufactured for us by a wonderful family, the Ross family. Vernon Roth and his family are praying over this water. Literally, you can't create it any other way. You've got to put your whole heartfelt, loving intent for healing to come through that water, to produce the water, despite the fact that they're using advanced Tesla technology, sound, color, light, sacred geometry. Guess what? None of that works without prayer. And the reason it doesn't work without prayer is because that shows you how powerful you are. First of all, about 80% of your well-hydrated body is water. That means 80% of your body is part of the triune God, because if you go back to Genesis, in the beginning there was the Creator, at the same time there was the water, even before the Holy Spirit flowed over the face of the water to divide the water from the water and then create the dome or the firmament or the quantum field into which the frequency of sound, the Word, was spoken. That is the math. The Creator's language is math. Word is sound. Sound is electromagnetic frequencies. What's that? Simply mathematics. And so the core creative technology is the lips and the loving heart. Because that's what the Creator used to create the universe. Was a lot of love and joy from their heart, from the Creator's heart. And so this is how you were created, and likewise, that's how you are supposed to co-create a new world, a new body, a new reality, is through prayer. And if you articulate that through the labia ratum, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, your labia ratum is your lips, the creative instruments. If you articulate with heartfelt, loving intent what it is that you fully appreciate in love and faith and trust with the glorious power, King of the universe, then guess what happens? It's magic. The word magic you shouldn't run away from. The word magi comes from the Melchizedek Levitical priesthood who had the alchemical knowledge to set humanity free. That's what Moses was doing, leading his people to freedom. And the Creator said to Moses, that the Creator, God said, I'm going to give you everything that's going to open up the matrix in all flesh so that all your people can go free. And the matrix is what we're talking about when we're talking about the math. The musical, mathematical matrix that the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven, that Jesus said was here right now. We're near it. It's so near you can feel it. It's right here, right now. It's running through you, coursing through your veins, through your living water. Jesus said, I am the living water. Moses' name means saved by the water. And that's why in the end, in the book of Revelation, when we win, which is soon, it says the crystal clear water will once again flow through the rivers and streams, whose banks will be lined by the trees, whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. So that's what we're engaged in now. And I shared this with the doctors by doing a demonstration that the water, the living water, can contain love and transmit love and actually be so powerful. It can send a 17,000-volt shock right through not just you, but people holding hands in a prayer circle. And we did that in front of hundreds and hundreds of doctors who were in the audience, and they'd never seen anything like that before, as a demonstration of the power of love, the power of prayer, and the power of our Creator to serve humanity, to heal miraculously that which ails us. What a wonderful, wonderful weekend we had, folks. So we're just getting back, and we're en route to Hawaii, so next week I'll be able to see our sister, Reverend Roxy Hampton, again, and I'll find out why she won't be able to join us anymore. We're going to ask her if she can join us. I know politically she's constrained. For those who don't know, we had a co-host for probably almost 2.5 years on the Inside Hour, and she's gotten a political position, and I think she may be concerned that she would place herself in jeopardy, or the political position in jeopardy, if she were to go on the Inside Hour with us. So I'll see Reverend Roxy this coming week. You can say a prayer for Reverend Roxy, and my family and I were traveling, so say a little prayer for us. We appreciate it. So at any rate, the doctors were heavily engaged in learning new lessons this last couple days. And you know what is interesting for me? I learned a couple lessons too. I learned, just like I was sharing earlier, how the ma and pa operations, the small, you know, people like you and I, were no longer able to sustain themselves economically in their businesses any longer. Well, guess what? That's what's happening to the doctors. You know, my wife and I traveled to Paris, France about 12 years ago. And there we watched the streets of Paris and all other cities. Every city that we went to, we saw the same thing. Marches, demonstrations by the physicians and the nurses who were underpaid, who couldn't even have enough money to have their own homes and have their apartments and have food put on their families' tables. And we watched that, and I wondered at back then, I said, how soon or how long will it take for this kind of thing to hit America? And now I experience this weekend where these physicians literally cannot make a living. Because what they've gotten into is the fraud that everybody has been made sick by. They've served the system of sickness, of disease induction instead of health maintenance, in health and prevention, and true natural healing and recovery. They've been serving the pharmaceutical sorcerers. And that word, again, look that up in Strong's Concordance. The root word of sorcery is pharmacopoeia, and that word is used in association with the casting of magic spells, like the television is casting you the drug commercials telling you that all these diseases that you're going to get when you pop those magic pills is normal for a normal society. How insane, what lunacy. We have adapted what an American medical culture we have adopted. So that word is literally in the Bible. You know, I think we've got a visitor to the Inside Hour. Welcome. Who's calling?
Yes, good evening, Dr. Horowitz. This is Jim calling from Florida.
Hi, Jim. How's Florida treating you? We're freezing up here in northern Idaho, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a long winter. But I do activism work for vaccination awareness just on my own, and I was going to get some business cards made up. And one of the things I was going to tell people to do was Google your movie and Lies We Trust. And I was wondering if you had any videos on thebigagenda.com. That's an excellent website because it covers the monetary system, eugenics, the global warming scam, GMO foods, and it's just one website where it has four or five different videos on all these different topics. So,
gee whiz, that sounds like a wonderful thing. I'll tell you, if you have the capacity to call them and ask them if they would be kind enough to post in Lies We Trust in its entirety, that would be wonderful. It is on Google already, and it's on YouTube too, on 16 parts.
Yeah.
But I'll send you a copy of it.
You already did,
gratis.
Dr. Horowitz. I got that. You sent me a free copy, and I have made copies and given it out to people, but I'm just trying to give out business cards or just steer people to one website where they can kind of wake up because you've done excellent work, and also the Love Code is just awesome as well. I mean, I bought that over a year ago. I must have watched it 30 or 40 times, and it's just awesome with these Fibonacci numbers I use for trading and these cycle dates,
Brother.
Yeah.
Oh, I have great news for you. I have absolutely wonderful news for you. Write this down.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Just about a half an hour ago, I posted on www.love528.com, which is a subordinate website off of livehto.org. If you want to know about the musical mathematics and the matrix and the most advanced revelations that make us win, even in the minds of those that call themselves scientists and those that call themselves open-minded physicians, we've got now an article that just went up called Pi, Phi, and 528, proof that 528 hertz frequency is the central frequency for spiritual freedom and transformational math and music that we're going to be playing for Live H2O, that the musicians are going to be retuning their instruments to, are solidly supported by the mathematical analysis of this genius by the name of Vic S. Howell, whose work I just posted. Now, listen to this. There's three basic postulates that we have now slam-dunked proven by the simple mathematics that Vic has advanced. Postulate one. All electrons are spinning musically, vibrating harmonically, determined by nine core creative frequencies, musical tones comprising the perfect circle of sound. I know that's what you're talking about. Postulate two, these nine frequencies of sound determine pi, phi, the Fibonacci series, all sacred geometrics, including the structure of the universe and the laws of physics. Postulate number three, all piezoelectricity, that is, the universe is basically energy because of the changing, the alterations of the electron flows that's basically coming off of hydrogen, electrons. All energy throughout the universe is coming from hydrogen. Electrons come from hydrogen. It's the main universal donor of the energy, hydrogen, so that's H2O. All piezoelectricity, all oxidative reductive reactions, all electromagnetism, and all chemical interactions rely on the harmonics or dissonance of the musical, vibrational, mathematical matrix fundamental to physics and chemistry. And all are determined by, again, simply those nine perfect circle of sound frequencies. So we've just posted that, and it's a beautiful website. So check that out, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Horowitz. It's just amazing how everything fits into the universe. It's like a fine working Swiss watch. Everything's based on these Fibonacci numbers. And just to give you an example, the full moon last Friday was the biggest moon in 15 years. It was very close to the Earth. So it really controls our markets down here because the futures were down 300 points at 7 o'clock Friday morning, the Dow futures. And we're selling into this cycle date, which means you get a change in direction. So I went long, and you could just... And then we close positive by the end of the day. It's just amazing that I could make a few bucks and try to wake people up at the same time and use this.
Wow, that's totally cool, brother. That's great.
Now,
good for you.
What is your spin on Zeitgeist? Because I'm confused. How does Jesus play into all this picture? Because how true was Zeitgeist? I mean, is religion that much of a... Have we been scammed that much by religion? What's your take on that?
Yeah, we have. It's a total scam. You know, Yeshua is not. Jesus is not. You know, I don't call him Jesus. You probably know that, you know.
Yeah.
Because J-I-O-S-I-S, I mean, that's part of the scam. I mean, for those Christians who are listening, you know, I urge you to really look seriously at the truth. Where I started to wake up was where Dan Israel published a book called Christianity Unmasked. We still sell that book. It was my favorite book about 6 or 7 years ago. It's on healthyworldstore.com. And you can call a toll-free number to get it if you're not online at 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. And, you know, a great example of how the Christian community is in such gross deception. And I tell you this as a Jew who's a Christian. Now, I know that's bizarre, but I really have such a sad feeling towards Judaism, organized religion of Judaism, such a sad feeling towards organized Christianity. The church is in total, you know, hypocrisy and apostasy. It's just hideous. And the best example of that is the name of the Messiah. Yeshua is the Jewish name, and it says it all. In fact, when you say it correctly, it's the greatest tribute that you can actually give to the glorious creator of the universe. And that it means, just like he says, I've come in the name of my Father, is what Yeshua said, and his name means that the creator saves. Yah saves. Now look at what Christianity has done. Now this is I'm happy to go into the considerations that the Creator and Yeshua are one. That's a whole other discussion. But what I'm suggesting everybody pay attention to is that the Creator's name is holy. So if the Son is of the Creator and they are one, then certainly the Son's name is equally holy, and that look at what Christianity and Constantine have done. They've bastardized, literally, the name of the Messiah. J's came in with the Greeks. J plus Iosis is one of the pagan goddesses of healing. So that's what they've literally paganized the Messiah's name. And they run around saying, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, when Yeshua himself said, it's not me that saves you or heals you. It is by your faith and trust that you are healed. So if you really go in and study Matthew, and you really study the way that the Messiah was preaching, you know, the legitimacy of Yeshua, the Messiah, is certain. I have an absolute conviction that he showed us the way. He was the model that the Creator set for us to, you know, gain faith and hope that we could transcend the Babylonian hypocrisy and the paganism. And this cult that they were living back then is nothing's changed. You know, that's one of the simplest things. And you know, what's interesting, as a Jew, the Orthodox Jews literally laugh at the Christians who are claiming Jesus saves, because they know that Yeshua was Jewish. They know what the name means. Yahshua literally means Yah saves. So that they literally look at this and they go, my God, these people are really dumb. You know, it's a fascinating study.
Yeah, because that's just Jesus with the fish around it, like you see on bumper stickers, that's a real pagan symbol, the fish. So Zeitgeist explains that. So I'm going to include that on my cards when I give people out to watch that movie, because I think we've been lied to about everything and all these
things. Yeah, but you know what? I've got a revelation for you. That fish symbol,
yep,
that's sacred. Actually, you know what's so funny? Right now, I'm on that website I recommended to you.
Okay.
And that's the picture on it that I'm looking at. But you know what it is? It's the galaxy. It's the 6-9 spinning galaxy. That's the yin-yang symbol.
Okay.
And if you study, you know, you might want to go back and look again at Love, the Love Code DVD,
mm-hmm.
and look at what I did with Hartmut Müller's space-time physics diagram of the standing gravitational wave, where I superimposed the 6 original solfeggio tones. And the middle two is the miracle family, 528-639. 528 is a 6, 639 is reduced in Pythagorean math to a 9. You got a 6-9, and that's what I'm looking at. NASA photograph of our galaxy is spinning in the shape of a 6-9. Yin-yang symbol. And also, you know what else I forgot to tell you? You know what just came out last week is the Love Code Seminar DVD. We just produced that, and it's really good. The Love Code Seminar DVD. And I go into this, you know, very beautifully in that DVD.
Oh,
it's about a 3.5-hour presentation. And it's, I think it's $40 on healthyworldstore.com right now.
Okay, great. I'll probably pick that up. I missed you when you were in Orlando last summer with Scott Huckabee. I missed that one. I got tied up down here, so in Fort Lauderdale. But Jeff Rentz, he has an awesome guest on there a few times, is Pastor Lindsey Williams. He's very credible, and these oil executives told him everything. So they told him that oil was going to $50. They told him that last summer, and nobody believed him, and it made it there a few weeks ago. And they're not keeping it down for our benefit. They are going to bankrupt the Middle East, turn Dubai into a ghost town, and the dollar will be destroyed probably next year. And what Lindsey says is 9, like 2009, that's the judgment number. That's what everything will be judged. So this whole thing is collapsing. So I would not hold dollars. I'm short the dollar. And the new places they're going to build up are Indonesia and the north of Russia, this area. So every 7,500 years, they just, you know, set them up and knock them down. These cultures they build and destroy, all based on oil, which is the currency of the world. So this is all going to happen within the next 6 to 9 months. So Google Lindsey Williams. He has a movie out, The Non-Energy Crisis, and you can hear interviews. Recent interviews on Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones and some of those other GCN networks. So very credible, but, you know, it's literally, you know, this whole thing's imploding, but I guess this is the golden age we're in. I'm just trying to look at the positive and prepare for it.
Right. Are you going to be participating with Live H2O down in Florida?
I will do whatever, if I can help you in any way. They had a big conference a couple months ago here in Fort Lauderdale with all the oceans and stuff, and I spoke to somebody who was attending this conference, and I told them all about you and what you were doing with Live H2O and stuff, and they had this big conference on all the oceans in Fort Lauderdale, at the convention center. I didn't attend it. I didn't know anything about it. I just happened to run into someone and told them all about you. So, if there's any way I could help get involved with that, I would love to promote it or whatever I can do down here.
Yes, excellent. There is a woman, Michelle Hamerton, down in just south of Orlando. And she has somebody in Lake Florida, Lake City, I guess it is. They have a lake there, 50-acre estate that they've donated for the concert. And so she's listed on liveh20.org. If you connect, if you click on contacts,
okay,
you'll see her listed there. And you might email her to collaborate with her down in South Florida. We've got to start moving now, and you know, we've really got to get organized because we've just got 6 months now before the date.
Yeah.
And I feel very, very solidly. I'm convinced that this is really what the Creator has in store for us. This is a big, big event. This is history's greatest event. It appears it always to me to be fulfilling Revelation 14:1, the singing of a new song by 144,000 humble servants that gather in the end times to just sing this song based on the key to the house of David, that this is what this 528 is. And when you read this new article that I've just posted, and I've got an introduction that I've written for Vic Howell's work, and you begin to just simply do the math, you'll see that this is the greatest truth that has ever been secreted. You know, how the universe is working, how it's operating by the Creator's spoken word, which is music. It's really language of the mathematics and the language of the stars. And it's just it's a glorious time. And I know that with everybody vibing and feeling the need to do something more, not just with their lives, but on behalf of saving this planet and, you know, all the species from virtually going extinct and having these devil doers have their way with killing 2/3 of the world's population, which is what they're about. And unfortunately, I believe that that's going to happen. I believe you're absolutely right. Over the next several years, we're going to have Judgment Day coming big time. And this year is critical for those of us who have ears to hear truth like you're talking about and like I'm sharing, and that the heart, this link between the Creator and ourselves as powerful co-creators, as part of this holy family that's coming forward now. And that's the Family Torum. That's exactly what the 144,000 number is in Revelation 14:1. It's technically called the Family Torum, do, re, mi, fa. Family Torum in Latin is the legally appointed family coming forward in the English language that's serving to the marriage between those faithful, you know, the Christian community understands it as the Christians, and I understand it as the virtually anyone who has an open heart and that is simply in service to the Creator Divine and recognizes the love of the Messiah in their heart. I don't care whether they're a Muslim, a Christian, or a Jew. I believe that there's enough scriptural evidence that tells me, as well as my own personal feeling in my own heart, that those people shall be saved by their love and their acknowledgement of the Creator, getting in with that flow. And in this service, the heart mind is opening in this marriage between the universal solvent water, the universal language music, and the universal healer, love. That's what it is, and it is the greatest opportunity that we have to share this with those who have ears to hear it, and then participate, even if you have to participate in your own home, by yourself, with a glass of water sitting next to your computer on June the 21st, 2009, that's the Sunday that we're going to be singing, in 528. And we're setting it up with drums. I pray that George Norrie will be engaged also. There are people who I know who are inviting George Norrie from coast to coast to participate, and I pray that he will. So this is going to be a huge event. And, you know, I thank, you know, I want to openly thank Jonathan Goldman already, who's been collaborating with us this past week in getting the temple set up and everything that we need, and the plans for the online temple that will host at least 144,000 voices. And, you know, I feel so bad for the Christian community, because there so many people in the Christian community are so blind. We've invited Trungpa Rinpoche. Trungpa Rinpoche has been praying with full heart love for the waters, for the living waters, for years now. And so we invited him, he's a venerable Buddhist monk, to lead the prayer. And the Christian, you know, many of those who call themselves Christians, who are, in my opinion, not, just like Jesus says, beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not. Today we're living in a Christian world, is beware of those who call themselves Christians who are not, you know, are saying they're not going to participate in Live H2O because I've invited a Buddhist monk to lead an 81-minute prayer. Imagine how stupid that is.
Yeah, this is the times we're in, where everything is so divided, and organized religion has certainly separated a lot of people and caused a lot of wars. But all this, I think all this will, I think next year will all come to a head, and it will be it's an amazing time to be alive. There's still a lot of positive here, and I think you're on the right track. God bless you, Dr. Len, and we'll be in touch. And if any, I'll look for that girl's email in Lakeland, and I'll see what I can do for her.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Jim. Yeah, and contact me. My email is listed up there, and I think my phone number is now listed up there, because I've got to work very, very feverishly in support of Live H2O. So I've posted my telephone numbers and email addresses to facilitate everybody that's pitching in. So thanks for calling.
Blessings, Dr. Len. God bless you.
Yes, happy holidays to you too, brother. Thanks a lot.
Sir. Good night.
Good night. Well, that was very nice. Thank you, Jim, for giving us a call. Folks, this is the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. We are coming to almost the close of the evening. I want to remind you that before you shut down your computers tonight, I want to encourage you to join our good friend Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints, coming up right after the Inside Hour with yours truly. I want to give thanks to a couple of our sponsors. Again, HealthyWorldStore.com. Everything that you hear on this program, I want you to know we would not be here tonight sharing this information with you were it not for the support that you give us by buying books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, and healthcare equipment. And I endorse everything that's on that store. It is, I think it's certainly one of the finest, and I can tell you, I just came back, as I mentioned, from the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine meeting, and there were a huge turnout in the exhibit hall. There were literally, I would say probably 200 to 250 vendors, and they're all good. They were all really good products. People are out there in the natural healthcare industry. There's so many good products, but I can tell you, I have full faith and trust in our products on Healthy World Store being certainly the finest, if not close to the finest, that you can get. And certainly everything that you buy will be a blessing to you and yours. So I want to also encourage you to get the Holy Harmony CD. So many doctors had heard about that and used it and had been raving about that. People likewise. Miraculous healings can be made to come about simply through the music and heartfelt prayer and loving intent that I've shared earlier. Get the DVD, I'm sorry, get the CD by Jonathan Goldman called Holy Harmony and administer it as a blessing, as a gift. It's a $20 gift, and it can literally produce miraculous healings. Send people to bed with it. Let them play it before they go to sleep. Have them pray for the healing that they need when they turn it on and they retire, and let the music of divinity do the rest. And so that's on HealthyWorldStore.com. The toll-free number to call is 888-508-4787. If you don't know anything about OxySilver is helping to fund now the Concert for the Living Water. It is what you need in order to not have any concerns about the infectious diseases, everything from the avian flu that will not get you if you're on OxySilver, and numerous other infectious diseases, as well as cancers. The oxygenation capability helps everything from colds to cancers. So it prevents those things, and it rejuvenates you. Go to OxySilver.com and learn more about it. So I think that comes, basically we're at 9:59, come to a close of the Inside Hour. Join us again next week. I want to give thanks to Don Newsom and Seth in Engineering for producing the Inside Hour. If you're not a archive-capable person, by having donated $2 a month to bbsradio.com, please do so. You'll get some tremendous insight from all the talk show hosts on this wonderful network. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful night, folks. Say your prayers for us as we travel safely, by God's grace, to the Hawaiian Holy Land, where I'll be speaking with you next week from the Kingdom of Heaven in Paradise. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thank you. Love you. Bye for now.